All right, so I did reach out to him, and I wasn't able to speak with him. I also submitted a e-chat over, but he didn't respond to it. At this hour, the only thing that I can do is send over an email and also escalate the account.
Well, it's very frustrating because we sat here for 12 hours and it's and you're just the sponge, unfortunately. We've sat here for 12 hours waiting for this to come in, no response. We've called multiple times today, and before it was between 12 and 4, then we called back the second time and it was between 8 and 8, and now we're sitting here, it's 8 o'clock almost, and no one's here, no response. And my wife took the day off of work to make sure somebody was here, and it is what it is, but it's very frustrating. She lost money. Now we're waiting for these people. Who knows when they're going to show up, even if they're going to show up. I mean, I could have put it in myself if you guys would have just given me my money back. I'll install it myself if they ain't going to show up.
Yeah, if you would like to cancel it for a refund, then you would have to reach out to Home Depot, and then they would be
No,
able to
no, no.
cancel the
You guys,
install.
no, it ain't Home Depot. It's you guys that are the installers.
Correct, but you paid Home Depot for it, so you would need to reach out to them to get the refund for the install.
No, I want to know when they're going to be here because I can't be taken off work and she can't be taken off work to wait for somebody that's not going to show up from 8 to 8 and they can't even make it here in 12 hours. That's unacceptable. And I know this is not your fault, and I know you're just the recipient of my frustration, but it's unacceptable at this type of customer service. If the guys can't make it, if they have 20 deliveries or whatever they're going to do, they need to contact your base, and then you guys need to contact people that are sitting around waiting and waiting for the stuff to be installed. I mean, it's unacceptable.
Yes, sir, I understand that, and it is. But we're, if they don't reach out to us to let us know that we need to reach out, then there's nothing that we can do on our end except for sending an email because they didn't communicate anything with us to relate to you in regards to the order
Yeah, I know.
being
That's,
late.
like I said, that's poor customer service internally and externally. So, what do we do now?
If it doesn't show up, then we can get it sent over to Escalations, which is home office.
So when will somebody respond to the escalation process?
It'll be tomorrow before we can get a response back.
Okay. I don't know how you do your internal paperwork or emails, but yes, this needs to be escalated to a higher level. Because I can't sit around waiting tomorrow either for another 12 hours for somebody to show up tomorrow, which we're not on the schedule for tomorrow. We're on the schedule for today.
Yeah, if it
So
doesn't show up
that's
today,
who's
then
there.
it'll, if you're still wanting them to install it, then it'll actually have to be rescheduled. We wouldn't be able to put it on for, tomorrow because the routes for tomorrow has already been made.
I know. So why am I not in the route today which I've been in for 6 weeks or 8 weeks?
Yeah,
That's
you're
what I'm
routed
saying.
for today.
I was up.
It's just that
I
they're
know I was. No, I mean, it's BS is actually what it is. So, and I'm not going to reschedule it for another time. No, I want them to come out. I should be now on the first on the list tomorrow. Not at 8 o'clock at night tomorrow. I should be first on the list tomorrow to have somebody come out and put my cooktop in. I mean, come on, it's unacceptable. Okay, so what are you going to do on your end? You're going to elevated to whatever you wanted to call it, escalated peers or whoever you're going to email this to. And so tomorrow I'll get a call sometime and I don't know when.
Correct. You'll receive a phone call from our home office department.
Okay. Well, put in your notes, it's a bunch of BS. And I'm very frustrated because we've sat here for 12 hours.
Okay. Yes, sir. I'll go ahead and get that taken care of for you.
I hope so. And I hope somebody calls me back early in the morning so we can address this. And I'm not going to put this off for another week or 2 weeks to get into the system to get rescheduled. I'll want my money back for the install, and I was kind of stuck with it. It's two hoses and putting the cooktop in. It's a gas hose and an electrical line that's already there, and then putting the cooktop in. I can do it myself, so I want a refund of the money that I paid you guys to come out and put it in.
Okay.
But I would like a phone call early in the morning tomorrow, ASAP, to find out what we can do to correct this problem.
All right. I'll go ahead and get that taken care of for you.
Did you have a manager there, or are you working from home?
I am working from home.
Okay. Sorry to bother you at 8 o'clock at night. And I'm sorry for me being frustrated. And, again, you're just the recipient of my frustration or our frustration. Again, she lost a day's work. I was working. No one showed up. So it's very frustrating for me.
Yes, sir. I do apologize about that.
Well, you don't have to apologize for their actions. You know what I'm saying? This is nothing directed towards you. I'm just frustrated. That's all.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sitting here at 8 o'clock at night. Oh, they'll be here between 8 and 8. Well, it's 8:15 or 15 minutes to 8. And no call. No show, no go. And we paid, I don't know, $200 or whatever it was to have this thing installed. And it was scheduled 6 weeks ago. That's what's irritating. It wasn't like it was scheduled yesterday. It was scheduled 6 or 8 weeks ago when we waited for the appliance to come in, and then we scheduled it, so. Okay, I'll let you go. You enjoy your evening. Sorry for my frustration, and you probably hear this more than once. So, go have a cocktail and relax and enjoy some TV.
Thank you, and you too. Thank you for calling XPO.
Where are you located?
I'm located in Alabama.
Oh no! What part of Alabama?
Montgomery.
My in-law lives in Loxley.
Oh, okay. I don't even know where that is.
It's about 30 minutes east of Mobile.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So he's a native. Okay. Well, you go enjoy your evening. It's 2 hours difference there. Sorry for calling you so late.
No, you're fine. Thank you for calling XPO. Have a good night.
Okay. Hey, enjoy your evening. Bye-bye.